If you don't have a stop doing list, you are unproductive. A decade or two ago, I heard about a productivity course that some people produced great increase with. In that course, the most important element was the list, or in the case of that course, the folder that was called Stop Doing. One of the things the reality challenge drives up and makes visible, that we think everything is important. That if you can think it, then you should do it. The saying, if you can imagine it, you can have it, may be true or not. But just because you think of something, it doesn't have to become a task. As you are doing the reality challenge, documenting your voice saying, I should, I want, you'll start to see why you are not productive. You are torn by all the irrelevant, unimportant things that are on your mental to-do list. And when I ask you, you have no idea what is important and what isn't. The most important word in the English language is no. One of the starting point measurements is the question, 40. Can you plan long range? The question sounds innocent, but it isn't. It actually measures if you can see the consequences of your actions. Or not. 99 out of 100 reports I have made, the person's ability tested as no. One of the places where this is tested, can you see that what the shoulds say are irrelevant? That they will not help you build a life you love? In fact, most of those shoulds help you build a life you hate. I am very tired, so this is going to be a very short article. I have one, maybe two things on my to-do list. One of my teachers to have three or four items on your to-do list. All tasks that build a future. Now, do I only do two things in a day? No. Today I corrected broken links. I emailed all buyers with the link to their purchase, they bought in the past 12 years. I read and responded to my reality challenge clients' emails. And I made an amazing bean soup for the week, and I have already read an hour or so. I celebrated the results one of my clients has produced, grieved about another's thinking mistakes. She has cancer, but she thinks attending to her joints is more important. Her cancer is in her ovary. Her mistake is exactly the kind of mistake you are making, every day, without fail. And unless somehow you reduce your business so you actually can use your brain for thinking, deciding what is more important, what is priority, your miserable future is a foregone conclusion. The Reality Challenge is my least expensive program. And it is in wake-up call. If you are not interested, I'd rather that you actually stop pretending that you want to have a good life. That pretending is what causes cancer. Join the Reality Challenge.